The following is an arrival address by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami on May 2nd, 1986 in Los Angeles, California.
Outside the temple, the leader I happened to see the mother wearing the flag off to Delhi when they were in Calcutta to stop them at the arrival of another city. And I, section in Bangalore. So, fortunately, the exchange, I don't think that people really know what is the proper thing to exchange, what's the proper culture that will really help the world. Therefore, the Krishna Conscious Movement is needed so much to educate people on higher spiritual values. Srila Prabhupada actually said that America has the responsibility, the parents in America have the responsibility to polarize the people of America and to make their basic stand on God consciousness. So right now in the world you have America, East and West conflict, and in the East, or the West, Prabhupada said that it's communism versus capitalism. Communism is 100% atheistic. And the present capitalistic system is about 80 or 90% atheistic. It's not much different. But if it can be made more God conscious, then it very much polarizes the situation, but it's a proper situation for establishing order in the world. Otherwise, right now, it's pretty hard for Krishna to take any sides, because it's just almost a hairline difference. Just a tokenism. God consciousness, not any real consciousness of God, just some slight religious sentiment is there without really any knowledge. Of course, the other leaders in the world, whether the Indian leaders or American leaders, the Kali Yuga has affected them so much that there's very little understanding of what life really is. So, American government sends over a visible trip to my friendship with other countries. I don't know how much it really has. Obviously, no lasting effect. But there are nice people, they like to visit our next door, visit our temple, and they enjoy seeing the devotees there. So, Bangalore, now, the mainland, is going very nicely now. Then, Toronto, there's very few devotees, just 10 devotees, but they've taken on a massive task. They're doing a big marathon to complete the translation and publishing of the Bhagavad Gita in Malayalam language. This day of Kerala was created by Parsaram. Apparently, Parsaram got a somewhat got a benediction. But as far as Parsaram would throw his hatchet, his weapon, would shoot his arrow, that much land would come out of the sea. And then there was, so there's a little mountain range, and from there there's about 100 kilometers or more to the ocean. And they say the whole strip along the western coast, going down to Cape Cameron, is made by Parsaram. And so Kerala's there, it's beautiful. Just to continue on the coconut tree, they call it coconut groves. So the people there are 95% literate. Highest literacy, almost 100%. Highest literacy rate in India. But people are very good in professions and they're very good work in the Middle East and other places. So, first thing I want to do is hear the Bhagavad Gita. Like, we don't express, like, for instance, here in Atlanta, we buy the Bhagavad Gita in Los Angeles and we sell them. We buy other books and we distribute the books. We do a program. But say you're preaching in a state like Kerala, used to be a separate country, now it's part of India. But it has a separate culture, it has a separate language, with a separate alphabet and everything. So to know how to preach those people, we can imagine how can you preach if you don't have any books. So before they can do anything else, they have to get the books translated, have to print them themselves, and after that we can distribute them. So that's a very big endeavor for a small temple. What the whole LABBT is doing, small temple has to do in addition to everything else. So that's keeping them very preoccupied, but they're almost two-thirds finished. They tried to finish by the core part of them, but they put 1,000 pages of them each one with detail. Then in Madras, they're relocating to a bigger location, and there some people are also trying to give us some land. We're trying to have a permanent center there. One up to Guwahati, where a temple is 90% built. It's built, there's babies in it, just the tower, the
We can use
as us through the same concepts that he said that were applicable here. Maybe not all of them, but the ones that are applicable that we can use here in our preaching here, as well as whatever the exhibits we can get from America, we'll take that and use here as well as use there. Because we found that now America has become such a tourist spot, 20, 30,000 people come on the weekends. It was like just like a pilgrimage place. So people are with every passionate kind of mood. They want to come in, see the deity, see this, see that. They're not anymore just sit down and just hear lectures. So for now, we have exhibitions and slideshows and videos that keeps their attention when they come and listen. So this way, generally I just travel around and as you know, give different lectures and things, but in the past 500th anniversary preparations, I had to do a lot of what they call hands-on management or direct administration to see these things. So it was good after all these years of just traveling and advising to have a little opportunity and gives a perspective. So that's why I'm more encouraged when I see that here how the devotees are so enthused to also expand the teaching and the facilities here. Although, in a sense, we see the entire situation in the world or in America that we think of the overall objective, it seems like an overwhelming task. But at the same time, if we just steadily go on, because Krishna consciousness gives people something which is eternal, something which they don't lose. So if we just continue following the instructions of Caitanya Mahaprabhu, of Srila Prabhupada, then gradually, it will have its effect. Just like a little bird will empty out the ocean, we're trying to empty out the ocean. By being determined going on, we're going to eventually have more and more results, more sincere souls who are looking for truth. They'll be brought, and in turn they'll be able to help other souls in this way, when we can expand. Just like, first they said that in, only devotees could be devotees in the temples. Then we started a non-hot program where we're preaching to the people living outside. So now we have over 200,000 people that get over chanting Hare Krishna regularly in their homes, participating in a non-hot program. In fact, I was mentioning in the car here that the High Court judge is equivalent to the state. It's a combined equivalent to like the state Supreme Court and the appeals court before the federal appeals court combined is what the relative level of it is. The judge came to my yes, Pujan, the elixir, and his niece is taking initiation. And in his house, they have a little temple they do worship. So, gradually, it's not just among villages, but it's going amongst other cities and into the educated and very well-situated people as well. So then here in America, people also were saying people we cannot practice in their home and it's too sinful outside living. Of course, it is very distracting. Everyone is running for money, and they want money for such gratification. Money is already, if it's used to maintain the body and soul together, and then use for self-realization. But when money is simply used for sense gratification, then it becomes a disturbance on the path of self-realization. Nonetheless, we found that if devotees have a proper attitude, and if they associate closely with devotees in the temple, if they develop a spiritual routine in their homes, it is possible so that people can become devotees. Even though living outside the temple, they can become more and more advanced gradually in devotional service if they take the proper association and guidance and attend temple programs as far as possible or have those temple programs in their own homes. And so I'm actually hearing in New Orleans we're getting more and more people who are, some are taking pre-initiation and they're chanting in their homes, which I feel is very promising. This is what Prabhupada had requested. He informed me in Los Angeles before I went to India. He said, he just pulled me over and said, don't think anyone is going to be chanting Hare Krishna and everyone is going to live in our temples. The temples are going to be like centers. He said, something like the Christian churches. He said, so
sometimes I find that some of the devotees in America are very enthused for preaching, and some of the devotees, they're not so enthused for preaching. They think that America's hopeless or something like that. A few times you meet some older kind of devotees who are apparently do you desire to preach? They have other ideas. Thankfully, Krishna, none of them are here in this area. So, the real solution, of course, is to preach. We're not attached to any kings. We have to go out and tell people about Krishna. People accept Krishna, don't accept them. That's what it means not to be attached to results. And we try to give people Krishna just so they can think back. We've been there for 4 years now. And we have one local initiated devotee. And we have a lot of people who are chanting. But it's just that it's very hard for them to give up eating lizards. And it's really a nice little thing. But gradually, now there's a couple of devotees living in the temple who are chanting and following vegetarian everything. So sometimes it takes a while also, you don't have no place to adjust. Here in America, things are changing. My attitudes are different. The outlook of people is different. So we have to become more expert in marketing and presenting Krishna consciousness in a way that the people can understand it. To give them continuing Prabhupada's books. In such a little sense, you'll have to go read the books. And in this way, gradually, people will take advantage. In any case, we're doing our I know that there was here this one person who got the book, purchased it. So they had his book sold for 2 or 3 years. One day something came over and I decided, I don't know, what is this book? He said that when the book was totally erased. And then he came and saw the device and they got him out to Jim. And so now the person is Jim, 16 months, the very active. There's another case during when the devotee mentioned that they also got the book, and they told me that it could understand the word. They might not read it, couldn't really understand what it was all about. So they put the book away. And one day, just picked up the book and looked and he saw the Hare Krishna mantra, so he started chanting the mantra. He was a girl. Then, after chanting for some time, he read the book. Then it started to make more sense. Then I called him and said, you say that you're brainless. He called him and said, they have no brain to wash. They have no mind for spiritual life. They're actually having spiritual intelligence. One thing that's really conspicuous about taxes is any spiritual conception. Spiritual conception is a conception we hear at one moment in time. And that's what's going to happen with the year. That day it can happen here. That you can't take that this body is the self. The body which is made of blood, made of mucus, made of body and all the air different. Material elements, bones, blood. If you take this to be yourself, put it down, it's a moment to be. If you take the byproducts of the body, the family members, to be one's own, and if you take care of the land of your birth to be worshipable, then take the body, salitay nakari jet. If a person goes to holy places just to visit the holy place but doesn't discuss there with the religious, with the spiritually realized people to know what is the purpose of life, and such people are Sanyavagokara. They are no better than cows or asses. Go means cow, cow means ass, or donkeys. So the Bhagavatam is saying that there's a civilization which is cow and ass civilization among their spiritual civilization. Cow and ass civilization, which on that level is this in the definition. Someone who thinks that the body is their self, they think that the byproducts of the body are one's own, they're thinking that the land they're born in is worshipable. encompasses the entire galaxy, right? I mean, they end up moving kind of lucky for us, something, and they flight from Honolulu. You see, they're waving American flags and Russian flags and things in the overall. But this is the main thing that all over the world, it impacts everything. People are being told that, you know, you're American, you're Russian, you're Chinese, you're Malaysian, you're Indian. So now in India, they're taking away the visas from this country and then from some other country there. The world, even when the French stewardess was telling me when I was flying, that now it's very difficult. Even as a stewardess, they get to fly free, basically, but they can't get visas to go to different countries. Even to America, it's hard to get a visa market from France sometimes. So, in the world, the United Nations, but basically speaking, it's become more divided. It's harder to move around. There's so many, there's terrorism all on the basis of racist type of principles. But we're the body. So they're born in a Christian family that is out of a Christian body. There's no actual conception necessarily in most of the cases about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The son's born in a Muslim family, and their mother, if they're born in a Sikh family, they're Sikh. If they're born in a Buddhist family, they're not that even very few actually go into what is the actual teachings. Most people are just to identify as a kind of bodily identity, under type of 20th century caste system. And then they fight with each other because of the conflicting interest. So Lord Chaitanya's method of uniting the entire world was to bring people to the spiritual platform where they identify as the eternal soul, which is what makes the body alive. And that the soul is part of the supreme soul. And there's only one supreme soul. It does not change, and that's Chaitanya. There's one supreme entity who's supplying all the needs for everyone else. And what they call the entity, Allah, or Krishna, is the same person. The name in Sanskrit, Krishna, we call because Lord Chaitanya called on that name. It's very exacting. It's a very merciful, powerful name. There are different levels of names. Some names are names of addressing God as a creator of the material world, addressing some aspect of his material potency. So those names where he's all pervasive or omnipotent are known as the Vishnu category of name. Those names are known as powerful for uplifting a soul. There's the name of Rama. You can adopt a Vishnu category like God, or just the creator, or omniscient, or something like that. You can have a thousand of those names, and that will be equal to one name of Rama. And 3,000 of those type of names will be equal to one name of Krishna. So is there anybody chanting the name of Krishna directly, where it's addressing much more the spiritual qualities of the Supreme Person, then it's very effective in uplifting the conditioned souls. Although, we have an objection if somebody wants to chant the very name of the Lord, because that the other names may not be as active as Krishna's personal name. So, in any case, there's many few people who are chanting any names of God at the present time. We've come up with other type of monodharmas to tell us why we don't have to chant the name of God, why we don't have to practice spiritual life. And the result is people are, unfortunately, not happier. They claim to be happier, they are trying to. But that's not the real source of happiness. That source of happiness is available. Why they say, why do they say that it's like a simulation of cows or asses? Because the same happiness you could get if you were in a cow's body or a donkey's body, eating, sleeping, sex life. But material happiness is there in all the species of life. So human being can realize a higher spiritual happiness. So people want to be fully happy. Therefore we have art, science, culture, and all the things people came to expand more than just the complete gross necessities. Those are slight indications leading towards the absolute truth. They'll get in the world of passion. And they go hard directly to discussing about the spiritual purpose of life. That's the real combination of human civilization. So now, I think they did a Gallup poll in America. I didn't know this exactly, but most of the children in the schools expected that they get blown up and they die by nuclear war. There's some statistics. The majority have answered like that. So these are right from their childhood, they've already become hopeless. that there's no solution. So it's a very serious situation, but at least they're being somewhat pragmatic. The real solution is to change the direction of society through a systematic propagation of spiritual values. Some people just see this like different nationalism is only in the sense of just for defense. Even at a later time there were nations, but it was for mutual defense, for something like that. For the not that it's worship of all, or that this is another way they identify to that extent. That's an official manipulation by the political leaders to get people to do things under that sentiment. Go and fight wars and things where it may not be needed. So this is creating the wondering why there's terrorism, why there's the difficulties in the world, because of all these artificial concepts which are being promoted even by the superpowers. So those that are all pervasive throughout the entire world, they call up in this biography. It mentions that he, that Kali Yuga had spread widely even in India. So he was looking for where the root of this infection was coming from. So he came to America. He came to America so that he could still have the spread of the infection to the rest of the world. So, same thing is, and I'm oversimplifying it, but of course now it's hard to say that Kali Yuga's roots are going upwards and downwards, and it's like a Pythagorean tree, it's very intricate. But one thing is for sure, that just as a preaching morality or someone other able to hold back Kali Yuga simply by the chantants and the vibration, more people we can get to chant Hare Krishna, the vibration will hold back the influence of Kali Yuga. So here, Prabhupada Sri Srila Prabhupada visited. He had a special mercy here. As a spiritual place of pilgrimage. So this is an opportunity for us to present Krishna consciousness to whoever will hear. If someone doesn't want to hear, we're not going to antagonize them very much, but if they're a little bit willing to stop, we will try to tell them about Krishna or get them to reach the Prabhupada's books, hear some of their transcendental vibrations. Otherwise, there's no real hope. That's a fact, that there's no hope other than this process. Any questions? Yes. I was preaching in San Diego, Chile, to a nun, and so she liked the philosophy, but she had been a nun for 26 years. She only wanted to chant the name of Jesus. I said, so chanting. So she was chanting Jesu Cristo, Jesu Cristo. Robert in Spanish, and obviously Jesu, Jesu Cristo. So he was using Jesu Cristo, Jesu Cristo, 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 Jesu, Jesu. And then, so after doing that for a while, then one day she would call us the country people, why don't I just try Hare Krishna? So then she started chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So then I went down again, and then she came to me and said that by chanting Hare Krishna, I got such a spiritual galaxy. The 26 years of chanting Hail Mary or chanting, I remember got such an issue. Now she's taken initiation. She's been chanting about 2 years. She got permission to live outside the monastery, but she's still a nun. She lives, she has a property next to the monastery or something, and she works, they work with us. She comes to the temple every day, sweeps the temple floor, makes garlands. And then she threw Brother Superior told him that, you know, he has to take some coffee. He says, no, my brother said I can't take it. So now she's able to live this too. She's vegetarian, I think. If there's a will, there's a way. There's a will that chant, chant it like that. And maybe you can offer it to you. You say, well, so you can show that how actually Krishna is the Sanskrit for Christ. From Krishna, in Greek it comes Christos, and from that it comes Christ. It's the etymology of it. There's another word in English which also comes from the word Krishna, which is charisma. Charisma, of course, someone who has attractive, very attractive personality.
There's one lady, she's chanting Hare Krishna, she became vegetarian, she's a Chinese lady. The Chinese are generally the hardest thing for them to give up is meat eating in public. So in each country's different layers are more strong. In fact, I have Krishna Sevak was given up even meat eating and all the other things. The only thing is 2 weeks ago he gave up gambling. Sister said, Chinese are very much into gambling. They come up to the monks and ask for lucky numbers. There's some number game, I don't know exactly what it is. So, well, maybe in America, the other layers which are more strong, those of the layers are pretty strong here, but the other people generally, I think, a little more holistic movement. I mean, vegetarianism is a little more, at least for the younger, more intellectual people, they can somehow adapt to vegetarianism easier. Like that. It's not about the subject, but so this Chinese lady, she tried to force her husband to really change his diet, change everything. And so he became so defensive that now he doesn't want to hear anything, practically. So she got very fired up. The Chinese are very active people, so she took it up and immediately having her change everyone right away. And she kind of got everybody, she just started telling everybody how they really had to change their diet and what everything they're doing was wrong. So as a result, everyone's kind of, now they all got their guards up against her. Or if she had done a little more systematically, I said you should have prepared some nice preparations given to your husband, nice vegetarian preparations, and brought him to see, take a dinner, say, with some other Krishna conscious couples. And this way, gradually introduce him rather than, suddenly they. People generally never interested in following the rules and regulations, but they get attracted due to some of the more other features, either Krishna's holy name, or the prasadam, or the association, or the philosophy. And then once they're a little convinced, then they can see the value of trying to lead a pure life, trying to follow certain rules and regulations and systems. First, you have to get them a little bit attached to Krishna, then the other rules and regulations aren't to dislike this. Turn the fate on whatever part is attracting the person and then fan that fire. Different people may somebody like just be attracted by cookies, by prasadam, do the more prasadam. Some are more attracted and then just try to encourage someone with a small group of interest. And when you see that, then they have more resistance, take the path and least resistance and try to engage them. And when they actually start to chant, then they'll get a quicker realization. But they want to have Krishna, they can chant some other name. How much result will get, we can't guarantee. We can't guarantee it. That they'll get. They'll definitely get more result by following this process, either with another one if they name of God, than if they didn't follow it. And once they get, what happens, once they get a little bit of, once they try our system and get a little bit of result, then it's easier for them. Oh, why not try also Hare Krishna?
was in India, and he led my disciple, President Chananda, met him. And we talked for some minutes. And he accepted the Bhagavad Gita, and he made some positive comment. I can get those pictures of most people in the South are not Catholic, Protestant. But this is again a break for the Pope, said that he accepts that other people are also worshiping the same God. Finally, in the 20th century, 1986, virtual leader can say that there's one God. The Muslims have not accepted yet that there's one God. The others are also worshiping the same God, they have not always accepted. But the Pope, at least, he was saying that he accepts others are to be worshiping, but their God is better than so. Somebody's individual preference may be there, someone can always say my way is better. That's to be seen, but at least they know that there are different ways, so that there is different names for God. But that basic premise is to live, that opens the door for a little more universal attitude, that people can also take courage to try the different processes and see which is better for them. One man's food is another man's poison. About what Tim said, if we're practicing a system of religion, we should judge how much we're developing love for God, and if a person is practicing self-realization, how self-realized are they becoming? If they're not getting the result, then they're just expending energy. Then they should see which process will give them the result. What is the use of just hanging on to something if it's not producing the proper result?